President Trump appeared to back away from his support of expanded background checks for gun purchases in the wake of the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Here's what he told reporters in New Jersey yesterday.
Congress is working on that. They have bipartisan committees working on background checks and various other things, and we'll see. I don't want people to forget that this is a mental health problem. I don't want them to forget that, because it is.
The president is also dismissing warning signs of a looming economic downturn after the stock market swung wildly last week. We're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Hi, Tam.
Hello.
So it sounds like the president is still focusing more on mental health to address gun violence. Would you consider this a shift away from new background checks, which he said he would be open to after the recent shootings in El Paso and Dayton?
Not only did he say he would be open to them, he said Democrats and Republicans should get together to pass strong background check legislation. So that's not really what he's talking about now. On multiple occasions over the last 4 days or so, he has been asked what his position is on background checks. And every time he sort of dodges and weaves and either starts talking about mental health or in a couple of cases said, well, we have very strong background checks already. You should know that. Earlier today, Kellyanne Conway, an advisor to the president, was speaking to reporters at the White House, and she said the one specific piece of legislation that she referenced that the White House was looking at is a bipartisan bill coming out of the Senate that addresses the background check system in sort of a very narrow way and not in a way that any gun safety advocates have been clamoring for. So it's not clear whether that might ultimately be an out for the White House. But, you know, the president does this. He moves. He proposes something big in the immediate wake of a mass shooting, and then he moves away from that over time.
Right. He loses interest. And if he is no longer a forceful voice on the issue, does that essentially mean that a big, ambitious bill has no chance of making it?
What I will say is that Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut who represented Newtown at the time of the Sandy Hook shooting, he told the president more than a year ago, if you want strong background checks, you have to push for it. You have to give cover to Republicans in Congress with the NRA, because the NRA is not going to support such a move. And that analysis seems pretty spot on. This type of legislative action is simply not going to make it through the Senate without the president of the United States, who is a Republican, providing cover for members of his own party. And it isn't clear right now whether he wants to do that.
He was also on the defense this weekend over concerns of an economic slowdown. He claimed that the tariffs against China are working. And of course, those tariffs are one of the main reasons that economists are worried that the global economy is slowing down and thus potentially the United States economy. Let's listen.
China's doing very, very poorly. They've had, I just saw a report, they've had the worst year they've had in 27 years because of what I've done.
What do you make of the White House refusing to acknowledge any economic headwinds facing the United States, Tim?
That seems pretty much right on par with what you'd expect from them. They simply do not want to acknowledge the potential for a problem. In part, the president is saying things like, oh, the media is just cheering for a recession. Part of it is that consumer confidence is tied to the way people feel about the economy. And if there is a lot of talk about a recession, that could potentially affect consumer confidence, which could potentially affect the economy more broadly. But President Trump is also very focused on his reelection, and the economy is one of the strongest things he has going for him. And both the president and Kellyanne Conway, speaking earlier today, made it clear that they think that people are just focusing on the economy to try to hurt the president's reelection. That, of course, means that they are worried about the economy affecting the president's reelection.
Right. The White House on Sunday said that the U.S. and China are trying to resume trade talks. And at the same time, the president warned that a deal would be threatened if Beijing cracked down on the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. So there he is linking these two issues. How significant is that?
it is significant. And the way he is linking it is he said, to paraphrase, if there's another Tiananmen Square, it would be very hard politically to push through any sort of trade agreement. Though at the moment, there is no trade agreement to push through. Mm-hmm. And it's not clear whether that will be coming or not. One indication of what the president is thinking about the economy and the tariffs, even if he's saying they're having no effect on the U.S. economy, the administration did push off some tariffs on consumer goods for a couple of months. And that would be sort of a tacit admission that they are concerned it could have an effect on consumers.
Although it sounds like they're even pushing back on that. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keefe, thanks so much.
You're welcome.